أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت أيمانكم فكاتبوهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا وآتوهم من مال الله الذي آتاكم ولا تكرهوا فتياتكم على البغاء إن أردنا تحصلا لتبتغوا عرض الحياة الدنيا ومن يكرهن فإن الله من بعد إكراههن غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. This is the second portion of ayah number 33 of Surah An-Nur. Yesterday we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to the guardians of unmarried and spouseless male and female to make an effort to get them married. And in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about or addressed the masters of slaves, both males and females, to get them married. In between this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another important aspect with regards to the slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that slave and that master that comes into an agreement with regards to a contract, which is known as Aqd Mukatib, which means that this Aqd Mukatib will be in such a manner that either the slave or the master makes an offer that the slave will work and pay out a certain amount of money which is agreeable to both parties. Either it will be the value of the slave, the purchase price of the slave, it could be less, it could be more, and the time will be fixed. Usually, a slave is not allowed to earn or are not allowed to own. Whatever a slave earns and owns will become the ownership of the master. So this will be one exception. And this is the very beauty of Islam, that right from the inception of Islam, there was an effort to free slaves in different ways, as we heard in the Qiraat, that there was kafara and penalty for certain sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that that will be the freedom of one slave. And like that we find in different parts of the Qur'an, a person takes an oath, and then he breaks that oath. So there also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the freeing of a slave, and in various other aspects of the Shariat. So this is another way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had initiated that the slaves can be freed, that where the master and the slave both come to some agreement of a price. So hence the slave will be able to earn, will own, and then pay back that master. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about this kitabat, this contract of writing between the slave and the master. So Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابِ. Those slaves that search and are eager to have this contract between them and their masters, mimma malakat aymanukum, from those whom your hands earn, fakatibuhum, so go ahead with this contract in writing, in alimtum fihim khaira, that if you know that there is some good in them, if you know that they will be able to honor this contract, they are people that will be able to work and earn and fulfill this obligation, then go ahead with it. And another explanation has been given, that you need to look further also, that it should not happen that now they are slaves, so they are subordinate to you, but if they are freed, then they will become a means of harm to the deen of Islam, for example, or to the communities and societies, because they are fraudulent individuals, they are people that may commit harm in different ways to the communities. If all that is not existent, then you can go ahead with this. وَآتُوهُمْ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses both the masters of these slaves and the community in general, that give to them from that wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, that now the community can come together, the community can make some form of a collection, even if it is in the form of zakat in many instances, then they can hand that over to the slave, so the slave will be able to pay the master, and in that way that contract can be fulfilled, and it can expedite the process. In the next part, in the last part of this ayah number 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect also with regards to slaves, and this time it is more specific to slave girls. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the head of the munafiqeen, we discussed him in the incident of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He had many slave girls, and like him there were others, but him in particular, and he used to send these slave girls out on immodest missions, prostitution. So obviously they used to earn, and he used to become the owner of that money, and in that way he used to send them out. Even if a slave girl was chaste and she did not desire to do this, then she was forced to do so. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this, and concluding these ayats in actual fact of chastity in itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ, and do not force your slave girls, عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ, in promiscuity, in prostitution, in أَرَدْنَا تَحَصُّنَا, if they intend chastity. Now it doesn't mean that if they do not intend chastity, then they can continue this evil and heinous act. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to most of them that were not willing to carry out such a heinous deed, but yet they were forced to do so. So Allah says, لِتَبْتَهُ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, so that you may search and you may acquire this temporary material wealth of this world, and you enrich yourselves, and you corrupt them, and you corrupt the community, and you corrupt the entire situation. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُكْرِهُنَّ, but from amongst these girls, there were those girls who really did not want to go out. They were forced to do so. So Allah says that whoever forces them, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِكْرَاهِهِنَّ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they had been forced, after they had become totally helpless, غَفُورٌ Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the various steps, the various prevention measures that a community, a society, a family, an individual can take insofar as safeguarding oneself, insofar as fortifying one's chastity, and insofar as becoming more chaste and pious and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That from the beginning of the surah to here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed these various measures, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed these various steps. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.